Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Tarpon Investimentos' 2009 earnings results conference call. Thank you for standing by. Today's live webcast and presentation may be accessed through Tarpon's website at www.cicol.com.br/tarpon. We would like to inform you that this event is recorded, and all participants will be in a listen-only mode during the company's presentation. After Tarpon's remarks, there will be a question-and-answer session. At that time, further instructions will be given. If you wish to send questions by email, please address to ir@tarponinvest.com.br. Should any participant need assistance during this call, please press star zero to reach the operator. Before proceeding, let me mention that this presentation may contain forward-looking statements which are based on the beliefs and assumptions of Tarpon management and on information currently available to the company. They involve risks and uncertainties, and actual results may differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. Now, I will turn the conference over to Mr. Eduardo Mufarrege, Investor Relations Officer. You may now begin, sir.
Hello, everybody. Thanks for attending this call. Just before moving into the results, I'd just like to make a quick remark. As most of you are aware, 2009 was somehow a complicated year for the alternative asset management industry as a whole. There was a very strong correction in the first half of the year that started actually in 2008, and we faced a very strong rebound during the second half of 2009. Of course, this affected our results this year. I think in a way that we can call a positive, because 2009 was for sure a year of assurance for our business to have gone through a very distressed scenario and where we were probably among the managers in Brazil that were able to survive the crisis in a most unspoiled way. Our business evolved from an operating standpoint and as also institutionally speaking. On the investment side, the last half of the year, as you probably know, was very, very active. We took the opportunity to divest from a number of holdings that we had invested from early 2008 onwards. It was. We really took advantage of this, the market moving upwards, and we have strengthening our current cash level, and therefore, we're at this point targeting new investment opportunities as well as allocating further capital to existing investments that we have. So, to make a long story short, I think it was the year was pretty much divided in two. There was a moment where it was a very good moment to make new investments in the first half, and the second half, a moment where exit opportunities were created due to the frenzy of international investors, primarily into continuously making investments in Brazil, therefore allowing ourselves to exit some of our investments in companies that have operationally done extremely well, but where we no longer saw value drivers for us to remain invested in those given names. I think concerning what is very important about us, not only the performance, but also our asset base, I think we really, 2009 was a year that we tested our effectiveness in building an aligned and qualified investor base, and that the stickiness of our capital was definitely reassured, as you will see in the results. So now I will move to the 2009 financial highlights, which are on page 3. Our assets under management at the end of December amounted to roughly 4 billion reais. That's an increase of 55% over 2008. As far as growth, we received 478 million reais in new commitments. Those are new capital coming into the funds, while the net commitments were 167 million. And the net commitments means the amount of subscriptions less the redemptions. It's important to say that given the strong performance of our fund, especially on the non-Brazilian vehicles, moving up more than 120% on the year, we've been facing some investors making portfolio rebalancing, as in some of them we became the largest position due to the strong performance. So I think it's going to be increasingly common to see smaller amounts of redemptions coming in and out of the fund from quarter to quarter, and we don't see that as a concern. This will primarily be coming from portfolio balancing purposes, especially if we continue to perform well. Revenues of Tarpon Investimentos SA or TRPN3 derived from management fees and performance fees amounted to 43 million reais. It's important to highlight that there on this amount there is only the full performance of the second, the third, and the fourth quarter due to the reorganization of TIG and the spin-off that was done in the first quarter of the year. As to performances, as I mentioned, the funds in reais posted a return of 76%, while the funds in U.S. dollars, the Tarpon Fund and the All Equities Fund, posted returns of 126% and 128%, respectively. All that come to a final result, which was in an adjusted net income of 19 million reais for the year, where our dividend distribution should account for roughly 15 million reais, considering already the 8 million that we already distributed in the last month of August. I'd like to move to page 4, where we disclose our asset base composition. As I already said, and most of you are aware, the quality of our investor base alongside the TIG's capital has proven to be a successful strategy and a very strong positioning in the painful years of 2008 and 2009. We have, as you will probably know, a number of investors that come from endowments, foundations, sovereign wealth funds, and pension plans, and today this class of investors collectively represent 70% of AUM. In addition to that, on the fundraising side, everything that we have done continues to be through our in-house distribution platform, and there is a strong aim in continue to strengthen this this positioning and therefore increasingly reducing the amount of dependence over third-party marketers, that today the amount for a very tiny fraction of our overall assets under management. If we move to page 5, as you can see, as on December 31st, our assets under management amounted to 3,960,000,000 reais. That's a 55% increase compared to the 2.5 billion on the December 31st of 2008. Even compared to the third quarter, our assets under management increased by 17%, and that's mainly a result of our very strong performance in the last 3 months of the year, as well as some results on the fundraising side. Following our last quarter's trend during 2009, our performance was the biggest catalyst for the growth in AUM, where performance corresponded to 1.2 billion reais out of the growth. And as I already said, in terms of fundraising, net inflows amounted to 167 million from a total of 478 million in new capital commitments. In this page, we can also see the disclosure by investment vehicle and category. It's important to just say that we adopt a very same investment philosophy and strategy for both public and private investments. And when we pursue an investment, it comes very much from the same mindset. And we understand that this flexibility is strategic for us to pursue the very best investment opportunities of each segment of the market, regardless of each asset class. And what I can say is that during 2009, undoubtedly, the low valuations, the appealing low valuations observed in the Brazilian stock market were pretty much our core area, or if we may call our hunting ground. However, given where valuations have gone, that may change over time. Now moving to page six, we have a more detailed view on the amount of subscriptions during the years, being the one in the darker color, the gross figure. During 2009, as you can also see, the long-only strategy pursued by the Tarpon Fund and the Fundo Tarpon, which is the Brazilian vehicle, posted returns, net returns of 76% in Brazilian reais and 126% in U.S. dollars, while our hybrid equity strategy, which is primarily the Tarpon All Equities Fund, posted net returns of 128%. I'd like you to move now to page 7, where we talk about the revenues related to management fees. During the full year of 2009, our management fee revenues, as you can see, amounted to 36 million reais. That's a 3% increase when compared to 2008. During the fourth quarter of 2009, management fees were $10.2 million, which is a growth of 10% over the previous quarter. Just a quick disclosure on this is that the management fees are collected on a monthly and quarterly basis, and they're a function of the assets under management. And they vary from one, from each account to the other. And today, they represent roughly 1.5%. Now moving to page 8, we present a similar analysis regarding the revenues related to performance fees. Performance fees, as most of you are aware, are collected based on the performance of the funds while a certain hurdle rate is surpassed. It's important to highlight that fund investors are charged this remuneration on distinct dates of the year, depending a lot on the characteristics of the fund. In the year of 2009, we collected 13 million reais as performance fee revenues. This amount was primarily a function of how much of the assets under management were above the high water mark during the year and at the time of the respective payment dates. We expect that today the investors under a high water mark are in a much more meaningful percentage relative to what was during the average of 2009. It's important to disclose that because, as you can see in the also on this page, that the accumulated amount of potential performance fees to be collected during the year of 2010 amount to 81.5 million RADs. And that's this amount will be collected throughout the year based on the different performance fee payment dates of each investor or fund. Now I'd like to move to page 9, where we talk about management fees and performance fees as revenues. And as you can see, our revenues amounted to 43 million reais, or actually 47 million reais if you take into consideration the management fees accounted to TIG in the first quarter of the year. That led to a pretty much a small growth in terms of management fees, as I disclosed, was of 3%, but the decrease in revenues in the year, as you may have noticed, came primarily from the decrease in performance fees collected during 2009. And this was mainly due to the correction that the fund suffered in the year and the lesser part of 2008. And although we posted a strong recovery during 2009, the vast majority of our assets under management were outside of the high watermark. Having said that, I would like to say that at this point, the totality of our funds are above the high watermark. Therefore, if the funds continue to perform during this year, Tarpon should collect the results of its services or its operations through the collection of performance fees, higher amount of performance fees during 2010. On the expenses side, our recurring expenses amounted to 10.7 million reais, and they represent 43% of total operating expenses. And this is pretty much the payroll and the overhead costs of our group of 32 employees. We have also distributed 11 million reais in terms of variable compensation, and provisioned 3 million reais as stock option compensation to employees and executives, and these have no cash impact. But last, we come to Tarpon's net income, that adjusted net income amounted to 19 million reais, and that the adjusted result reflected reversion of the stock option plan provision, which again has no cash impact. As I already mentioned, but just would like to highlight, our dividend distribution for the full year should amount to 15 million reais, considering the 8 million already distributed in August of 2009. This amount is equivalent to 37 cents per share, representing a 95% dividend payout, reinforcing our orientation towards being a strong dividend distributor. I would like to thank you all and now open up the floor for questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touchtone phone. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, press the star 2. Again, if you wish to pose a question, please press star 1.
Well, having no questions, I'd like to thank you all for being on this call. We're entirely available for any follow-up questions you may have. For those who have questions in Portuguese, perguntas em português, por favor, nos procurem diretamente. Estamos completamente à disposição. So, have a nice day. Tenha um bom dia. Até logo.
Thank you. That does conclude the Tarpon Investimentos 2009 Earnings Results Conference Call. Thank you very much for your participation and have a good day.